not been easy. The European Union is struggling with economic policy, and many people have seen climate change as a distraction from that. What the leaders have done is to say it isn't a distraction. It's actually about the future of the European economy, because it's only an economy that is lower carbon that will actually guarantee prosperity and jobs for Europeans over the coming decades. So that's very important, I think, which is that they've set this in the context of the European economy and how we create more prosperity. And they are, this is the Europe is the first set of countries to set out what their long-term climate commitments are. So this is important not just in Europe, but for the rest of the world, because the rest of the world is looking at Europe and saying, well, you know, they've started to do renewable energy and energy efficiency and so on over the last few years, but are they going to continue this? And this agreement, I think, does say, yes, Europe will continue on this path. It sees prosperity as something that is achieved by going lower carbon, by having cleaner energy and so on. And so in that sense, I think it's important in Europe, but it's also important beyond it.
How difficult or tricky are these sorts of long-term targets? Because we're talking about cutting emissions by 2030. There's not going to be a single European leader who was around that table last night who will still be in office then, or at least we certainly hope so. Is it then a bit difficult to ensure that these things are followed through from one administration to another?
Well, you would think it would be. And in many ways, this is, people have said, you know, you can't deal with climate change because politicians are only there for the short term and it's a long-term problem. But Europe is showing that you can, because what Europe will now do as a result of this agreement is in each country, in a different way in each country, according to national circumstances, will put in place the laws and regulations which will drive emissions down to reach this target. And those will stay in place because they're part of European law. And although individual countries can change their policies, as part of the European Union as a whole, they have committed to doing this all the way through to 2030. So it would take a huge political rupture in order to change that.